The Gauteng government has admitted that it has not yet blacklisted any contractors who repeatedly failed to deliver infrastructure projects. This despite identifying service providers for possible restriction. This also means that companies linked to late project, abandoned work, or shoddy workmanship may continue accessing public tenders. Even more concerning is that the department cannot account for any of the money lost, some money, whether it's been recovered, or spent additional money spent appointing replacement contractors. Gauteng residents deserve transparency and consequences and not excuses. The ANC government must stop protecting failed contractors and put service delivery and the taxpayer first.